So just to complete the previous story, what we'll do behind the server is just use BGP and rank peers from based on the information that we can get from the BGP tables. And that's basically that's it. So let's go to the next slide and let's keep that one. I already the next one please. So typically what we have in all these papers is, you know, how locality helps. People show that it helps and how much it helps and so on. But the real question is where you get that locality info. And I think so that is the standpoint we took in that project is that BGP is perhaps the first source of information, of that information you can look at. And of course there is this assumption that ISPs will run that service so that they can get the information easily. And that's our assumption and that we'll maintain throughout the project. There is basically I think it was mentioned only in Proxidor to some degree that BGP might be the source of information, but nowhere else as far as I know. So basic idea is that peer sends a list of other IP addresses to the Alto server then has those has access to the BGP tables, then just ranks the peers and returns back. That's nothing else than that. Nothing more than that. If you can go to the next one. So how BGP works in the background. You have these attributes and three are relevant for us. So local preference, AS path, and multi-exit discriminator. So the way BGP works is always prefer the route with the largest local preference value, then in case of tie, use AS path, and then again in case of tie, use MED value. Basically, this is what we'll encode in the rankings of the peers and nothing else than that. And this is what is shown in the next slide, please. So basically you just use that simple formula to calculate the rankings return back, and those rankings will be used. Of course, you have these in such ranking, you have strict ISP preferences. You don't write clients to improve their performances, but let's see what happens with this and then refine this to check how we can also improve the clients. So that's what we'll be doing in the tests that are coming in the project and that we'll report. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
David Dyson, this has more, you're using more information about routing. You know, you could possibly use a lot more new things to do this more accurately, even within a single ISP. And if you could get this for all the ISPs and everybody knew this information, including a lot of other things like the local policy and some of the IGP metrics, if you assign that to the interface to a peer, you might be able to actually estimate the path and the latency. And possibly instead of doing it from that ground up way, if you could abstract it out in some other way, I think you might get to a similar result. So I kind of like the form of this because it extends across more than one AS. It's more informative than just AS hops. But so this direction might be a productive one for the group to pursue. But you might ask the operators to abstract it out to some other measure, you know, using inputs such as you described.
Thanks for that. And I mean, this is just the starting phase. So we'll see and refine it later. Just for the time being, that's it. Yeah.
Well, while I understand the usefulness of BGP database in order to determine distance, preference, ranking, rating, whatever, I found this approach extremely dangerous. Because you are using BGP attributes, assuming a semantic which is not the one which is in the protocol. MED, local pref, weight, I mean, it's a Cisco specific stuff, are intended to be used to discriminate between path to the same prefix not to discriminate between prefixes. So you made an assumption that is clearly not applicable here. So again, there are multiple approaches, and Proxidor was one of those, and still one of them. We leverage the routing layer, but clearly we are never going to propose to specify the way routing attributes should be, or must be, or have to be used in order to determine preference between prefixes. And I will really encourage you to, I mean, I read the draft, so it's not just looking at your slide. And we may find some use of BGP or OSPF or ASIS attributes, but you have to be very careful on the impact it may have in the layer where those attributes are used to forward the packets at the end of the day. So be very careful on this.
I see your point. Thanks for the suggestion. That was a huge discussion in the project on that, and this is what we come up with. Keep in mind, I mean, that's all at the moment I can say here.
Rüdiger Volk. Stefano probably already transmitted part of my message. What I'm seeing is this is at best an example for a very simplistic situation where someone wants to use some information that happens to be around for a small network with a staff that actually doesn't care a lot about its BGP policy and doesn't have a complex situation. Well, okay, you just can throw something at it, and well, okay, the quality of the results may vary. For a large network with well-defined policies, it is very unlikely that the tuning that is made available via the attributes for the purpose of tuning the global BGP routing actually will be a good basis for doing the application layer routing. So, well, okay, it's an example for getting something into place, but I'm not quite sure. It certainly is just a textbook example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what can I say? Thanks for the suggestion.
Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, just a quick comment. You might also consider the presence of a prefix in your IGP as information on your locality, no?
Okay, well, thank you.